Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The WEEI Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Ken and Fitzy with you until 4 o'clock. Chance to get in at 617-779-7937. Obviously, an ugly, ugly week in America. A violent week last night. And we've been discussing that, of course, but got off with Bradfo into some baseball tone deafness talk. Not getting on the field. Fitzy's dumb take about the current Patriots roster. And
dumb, other items. Great.
Let's get to George now. This will weave everything together, I think, in one fell swoop. George is in Newburyport.
All right, thanks for getting me on here. I know this is a dramatic suggestion, and I know we're talking about losing Tom Brady and Robert Kraft, his whole episode with the police in Florida. The police treated him pretty well, so why shouldn't Robert Kraft stand up like a man, hire Colin Kaepernick, recognize that the guy is 100% right, and that Boston is, you know, of course, not the only city with racial issues, but we do have that. We have that reputation. Wouldn't it do a lot for Boston's reputation to turn that around, welcome him back here into the NFL, you know, get the other owners to eat crow and give them back pay. And, you know, my own daughter had an incident like this. My wife is Jamaican. And in Boston, police a few years ago, that serious, but it was bad. You know, it was really bad. They treated her like crap. And this is a problem that we face everywhere. So why not do something dramatic and turn this around?
George, I don't think it's crazy at all. Now, the Patriots, I don't think, are the leader in the clubhouse to make that signing. There was an article at CNN today that the Vikings should be the team to do so. But some NFL team should sign Colin Kaepernick. I agree with you.
Yeah, that would be... That would be the right thing to do, and give him back pay.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a bold statement, Fitzy.
George, I appreciate the call. Thanks. He's sort of gotten his back pay. I mean, the guy was worth a hell of a lot more when he asked if he could be a free agent following the 2016 season when he lost his job to Gabbert, then came back and played at a reasonable level. But if Kaepernick is serious, I just can't tell. Here's the problem. The guy has physical gifts that probably have deteriorated to a certain degree, but I believe still leaves him at a serviceable backup, if not possible starter level in the NFL. He obviously has a massive platform. It's
probably better than Hoyer instead of him, let's be honest. I mean,
I'd put him in before Hoyer. I absolutely would. I can't imagine that with that audience and that platform and his skill set that he couldn't try to do right now, given the divide that we're facing. I don't want to see him in there because I don't want this, that, or the other. If you need somebody to placate people, or if you need a calm, reassuring voice right now, like I said earlier in the show, if he's serious, go take a knee in front of the State House in Minneapolis. Go lead a peaceful protest. We need somebody that people will listen to at a time when we're burning our retail outlets and we're fighting with each other in the street. This has been what his mission has been all about. The 2017 season was the most contentious I ever remember people, fans of a sport, feeling in the last several decades, Ken.
I agree, but things have changed since then. Today, Kaepernick looks more right than ever about the peaceful way to go about raising awareness for a subject. Now, the flag, bringing the flag directly into it And unfortunately, the pig socks put him in a bad spot.
The worst decision he could have ever made. Stupidest thing ever.
But in terms of a team signing him, the reason teams didn't sign him was why?
The noise. You don't
noise,
want the circus.
Bad business decision.
Right. Again,
that's out the window. In coronavirus 2020, that's gone.
What business are you worried about?
Correct. So there is... That reason is gone. That prohibition
is gone. How about Miami? They're going to dump Josh Rosen anyways. Does he come in to back up? Does Tua learn how to run in the NFL and not get his head taken off from a guy like Kaepernick?
Yeah.
Obviously, Brian Flores came out and delivered that incredible statement yesterday.
That's a tough one based on his comments about Castro and Cuba and
Excuse me. Regionally speaking, terrible market. You're right. I'm sorry.
I think that's probably not likely.
How about Carolina?
Sure.
It's they got rid of Kyle Allen, Cam Newton. I mean, you could say he's like a less talented Cam Newton in a lot of ways, so why wouldn't they just bring Cam Newton back? But there's got to be a spot for him somewhere out there, you would think. And I know
Atlanta?
I take a lot. Sure. Why not?
Doesn't just have to be a predominantly black city. I mean, I think any NFL owner that signs Kaepernick, it would be a major statement. You know, from the league that they're reaching out. Now, we had, of course, the workout, which you're right, seemed phony, and even Jay-Z was kind of lashing out at him, right? What was the last statement?
He changed the direction. He just went and threw a bunch of long passes and delivered his 90-second statement afterwards, like, we're here, we're ready to talk to anyone. There was no discussion, no NFL agent, no general manager, no assistant GM. A lot of them bailed. They just turned around and went right back to the airport. Hugh Jackson was there to be his, like, QB whisperer. Right. He was so frustrated at the relocation that he turned around and went to the airport. So I think people think it's too much of a circus with Kaepernick, even though he might be able to sort of penetrate the noise and reach a very frustrated audience right now.
What do you think Kraft thinks about that?
No,
because
chance.
He has been a Meek Mill supporter and he's done some socially aware decisions, reach-outs over his time.
I think he would.
They have an obvious spot for a third quarterback.
No chance. 0% chance. Brad Foe, if you want to surface this for the website, Fitzy says there is a 0.0% chance.
What about Carly Lloyd?
Colin Kaep.
What about both?
Package deal?
Should the Patriots or an NFL team sign Colin Kaepernick given the developments of the week? 617-779-7937. Neil in Boston's been hanging out for a while. Neil, thanks for waiting, buddy.
Yeah, hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Yeah, so real quickly, I was just listening, you know, to the point about, you know, white privilege and all that stuff. I really think that term needs to be done away with because, in my opinion, it seems like it's just trying to say, like, if you're black, you can't be successful, you know, and there's some kind of privilege that they have that we don't. And it always seems to come up when, like, police brutality, because there's plenty of successful black people, famous or not famous, that, you know, went to college or whatever and made it in America. The same with all the racism, all the stuff that goes on, still a lot of black people that are successful. And we keep saying white privilege. Every white person has to work for it. There's no, what don't they have to do? Like, if a white person don't go to school, they're going to be homeless on the street. You know, so it's like, where's the privilege? I don't see it.
Well, here's from my point of view, Neil.
Talking about
when we referenced it earlier on the show. For me, it's like I don't have to worry about going out and fearing that I'm going to be arrested for no reason or put on the ground by a police officer. That's my not from a success point of view about working hard or making it in America. Just a fear point of view.
And the last thing about like riots, right?
Yep.
And people call in and say they don't believe in the riots are bad. My question is to you guys: What is war? Like, do people go to war in America? They go to other countries and they go to war. You got a military. What's the difference when you have a war? You have stuff that's going on, and people may be dealing with it in their own way. But you got the countries that are going out to Iraq and they go to war. So it's like a civil war, but it's not right either way. It's not right for war is not the answer, but still, America goes to war, they go to war, and you see a little riot is a war. It's not to condemn black people for going after what they feel that they need. It's respect. We're not trying to say we don't want anybody to like us. I personally don't care if anybody likes me. I just want be treated equally. That's right. All most black people want. Right. We don't care if white people don't talk to us or walk by us. We just want to be treated equally. So if white people like us, fine. If they don't, fine. You know, that's their personal thing. But when we're not getting equal rights, that's the only problem most black people really care about in this country, is just being treated equal. That's it.
Totally hear that, Neil. Question to you, in terms of the violence, do you feel like it hurts the message, though?
No, I don't think it hurts the message, because if it hurts the message for people that's being mistreated, then it should be like when America, when somebody comes here and invades our territory, right, we should say, okay, we're not going to retaliate. We're not going to go to Iraq if they have some kind of terrorists come in here and bomb up something. Right. We're going to deal with it the same way. We're not going to go and retaliate. So it's the same mentality. It's just on a bigger stage. If the country can retaliate for terrorists messing with us, and we have to go back and defend ourselves as a country, and these soldiers out there fighting for our freedom. So when you see people, black people going, it's the same mentality. We're fighting for something. It's not that people want to go out there and do that, because I'm a hardworking guy, truck driver, pay my taxes, everything. I don't want to see people do that. But when you're being invaded, when you're being terrorized, you have to defend, and you have to let the enemy know that, hey, we're here. We're going to fight. If we have to die for it, we'll die for what we believe in.
Neil, thanks for the call. It's an interesting perspective on things.
Great call, Neil. You know, I think, you know, in a lot of ways, I'm sure that Neil, like everyone else, just wants... It's all like anyone could ever really ask for, Ken. We want to know the rules of engagement. We want a level playing field. We want equal opportunity. We don't want to be handed something just because a quota needs to be filled, or we have to, you know, acknowledge a certain demographic. And if so, like... That's just what people think. Like, again, it goes back to what we're talking about at the top of the show. Like, this is America. This is the land of the free, the home of the brave, and there's equal opportunity. Well, I call BS on that, because it doesn't seem like that there is. And this may be one of the many, many reasons why people are voicing their frustrations now, not to mention the fact, and when we're talking about all things being equal, that wasn't equal justice. That wasn't equal police.
No.
That was completely unequal. And by the way, real quick, on Launch America, we have a successful launch.
Oh, we missed the launch.
The SpaceX Dragon.
Oh, geez, sorry.
It was absolute. I was listening to Neil. It was like a great moment. Like, I'm hearing this discussion from Neil and this call about racial justice, and I'm watching this rocket take off. Up, up, and away, big guy.
Bridget, do we still have the live stream from the, what are they talking about now? They're like a couple seconds in the launch here.
Getting good call outs, nominal propulsion on that second stage.
Oh, nominal Bob propulsion.
Continuing to make their way into orbit.
What is this, like the live NASA feed or something?
Yeah, it is. It's the live NASA feed on YouTube called Launch America.
Dragon SpaceX, nominal trajectory.
These are astronauts heading to the International Space Station.
Acquisition of signal.
First private rocket.
Dragon, nominal trajectory.
God, how afraid would you be to be in that? Right, no way. I got sick on that Epcot ride that simulates it. I'm no kidding.
Did you really?
I rode it by myself. You know, that day I went to Epcot by myself.
Yep.
It is so confined. I'm not that claustrophobic. They have, you can go to like the easy level, medium level, or hard level.
Yep.
I took the easy level, and it still like shook me around. I had like a migraine coming out of there. It's unbelievable. I could not imagine getting in one of those things.
You can't imagine going 8,900 miles per hour as you leave the stratosphere and make your way to outer space, sitting next to a guy. Look at these guys. They're like in these upright positions. Excuse me. They're like prone at an angle, haven't moved an inch in the last, you know, hour. Oh, and by the way, they're above. God, look at the views. They have all these cameras on the side of the rocket. It's gorgeous.
Safer in space right now.
Two safest Americans right now. They're on the Dragon heading to the International Space Station.
We got a New Bedford. Al's hanging on. Hi, Al.
Hey, I have a point. That guy, Neil, had an awesome, awesome talk there. What he did, yep. Point was really good. I didn't call for that. I wanted to know, who's your drug dealer, guys? You guys, I'm not even a Patriots fan, and that notion that Kaepernick, whatever, could be the Patriots, should or could be, you guys on drugs. Not a chance. His skill set is so far worn out. The drama he would bring, the nightmare.
He looked good in that throwing session. He looked good.
Yeah, anybody can look good in a practice where nobody running at you, nobody chasing you, not a real center over there. Those guys were not even running at full speed. Those were, you know, not in a real NFL setting. No.
Yeah,
that
it's
was
like,
more like a high school setting.
Yeah, Al, oh, it's like when, it's like people said, I don't know if you've seen any of the footage of Mike Tyson practicing, trying to get ready for his likely return to the ring recently.
No.
And Teddy Atlas said, his former trainer, Teddy Atlas said, listen, if Mike Tyson connects with somebody, they'll feel it. He can still drop any fighter. But he also said, by the way, he's been punching at air and having nobody punch at him, so that's why he looks that good. Just keep that in mind.
I'm not letting Mike punch me anytime, anywhere.
Yeah.
Any age.
2020 feels like a giant Mike Tyson punch to all of us, though.
Yeah, but not a chance, guys. 5 years out of the game. He's got no skills. He ain't going to run nowhere. First time he gets hit.
Well, he doesn't have to start. You bring him in as a third stringer.
No, you save that for another rookie they should have drafted with one of those gazillion picks that they had. You know, they should have hit somebody back there or some undrafted free agent they should have brought in. Let's sit there. Nah, I think in Bill we trust. Maybe. I don't know, guys. And I'm not a Patriots. I'm a Vikings guy. And you said something about him being on my team?
Yeah.
I'll go out there to Boston and find these guys and whoop your butt. No, thank you. No, thank you, guys.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Al. Hey, best running back in the NFL, though, on that guy's team. Dalvin Cook.
Oh, it's Cook, yeah. Well, I mean, somebody's going to sign him. I believe that. Somebody will sign Kaepernick, despite the ugly fallout from the workout.
You think so?
Now,
you really
I think now, given the climate, I see that coming in the next couple weeks.
Now, not to the Vikings. The point, if the CNN guy really wanted to step out and say, now's the time, it just should have been, dear NFL owners, now's the time. And shouldn't this...
should sign Dave Portnoy, too. While you're at it, Goodell should just make amends with all the aggrieved parties.
I can't believe they won't let Portnoy go.
This
guy
sad.
Bids $250,000. They vet him and the background
why
checks.
Why do they take themselves so seriously? I mean, it's, God, just let make a show out of it.
And why do we feel... And that's why we feel like such jerks, because we keep going back to this product that these ass clowns like Goodell run... And they're so self-serious in the first place. Go have a little fun with Portnoy. So he's going to be in there for $250,000 for charity. He can have a big fat slice of humble pie and laugh at the clown shirt for a while.
Now, seriously, if somebody signs Kaepernick, no matter what team,
okay,
will the NFL lose fans because of the signing?
Oh,
he's brought in as a third
lose a
string.
Few. They're fine. Really. I mean, if you're
because I agree.
Be
I think
that
they'll be squawking, but ultimately it's not going to be...
Yeah, they'll lose a few. Fine.
They would gain more goodwill than they would lose.
I remember battling on Twitter in the fall of 2017 when they had that little well-publicized jersey burning party down in like New Bedford, or I forget exactly where it was. And I was just like, please, fine, by all means. Oh, and if you guys aren't going to burn any jerseys, but you say you're not going to wear them anymore, here's my address. Send them to me. I'll find real good fans who want jerseys, who will be proud to represent the best team with the best owner and the best coach in the NFL.
All right, more calls on this in just a moment. Tom, Jess, Steve, all hanging in there. Let's get to what's trending now, though, on WEI.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEI.
Well, the Celtics could be back in Brighton, I suppose. June 6th, Governor Baker has given the okay for pro sports teams to come back to their practice facilities, although Jaylen Brown is headed to, well, he's in Atlanta, I guess now, and he's going to march from CNN to the MLK Memorial 5:30 coming up later. He's asking folks to join him if you're down in the area. By the way, some pretty heartbreaking news from Devin McCourty.
Yeah.
He posted about the death of his daughter, I believe 8 months pregnant, his wife, and they lost a child, so that he put that on his social media. Obviously, you know, thoughts to the McCourty family. That is tragic. Devin McCourty losing his daughter, would have been their third child, I believe, in a stillbirth. So that's some sad news. Baseball will have, at some point this week, we believe early in the week, a counterproposal to the economic plan, and the NBA going to vote on their plan on Thursday. Looks like Orlando, and they're going to have all the teams in one site, finish up the regular season with 8 regular season games each, a play-in tournament for the 8th seed, and a full playoff slate. And that's what's trending now on WEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Well, it's a new era of space flight. SpaceX, the rocket with CEO Elon Musk and NASA teamed up. They have just they completed the mission?
No. They're
already docked.
They're in orbit.
They're in orbit of the space station.
12 minutes. No, they've still got hours to go before they reach the International Space Station. But in 3 minutes' time, they were able to permeate the atmosphere and reach outer space. And 12 minutes in total, they were able to separate the nose cone from the rocket, achieve orbit, and are now safely making their way towards the International Space Station. This is awesome.
Pretty cool.
This is so crazy, Ken. This is like the America moment of the day. Like, this is America at its best, and we're seeing America at its worst at the exact same time.
In the middle of the pandemic, the race-demic, I guess if you could call it that.
Jeez, it's the all-demic. You know, that's what
it is.
It's
the all-demic team.
It's an all-demic. I showed you a video. I saw somebody, Matt Finn, a reporter from who knows where, tweeted out earlier. I just watched this video. It's so heartbreaking. Army of volunteers in Minneapolis helping neighbors clean up businesses that were damaged. Bring a broom, they were told. And it's just hundreds of people with gloves, masks, garbage bags, brooms, and shovels just picking up debris from looters, from things that were burned and smashed in anger and defiance over the past couple of nights. So again, we get a picture of America at its worst and America at its best.
Two astronauts saying, get me the hell out of here.
Honestly, Bob and Doug, the two safest Americans right now, as you said. God bless.
And they probably heard us talking about Kaepernick and decided that's it. I'm out.
They probably heard Fitzy's take about the Pats roster and they were like, I'm getting out of here.
Or some of our awful first hour jokes.
I did also want to share this with you, Ken, about the Kaepernick discussion. Aaron Schatz from Football Outsiders. Pretty smart guy. Knows his football. Tweeted this out about 20 minutes ago. Feel as you will about it. This is a we report, you decide moment. Since more police violence has returned, Colin Kaepernick as a topic of discussion. A reminder, no other quarterback of Kaepernick's age and experience ever just disappeared from the NFL without at least a contract, no matter how bad that quarterback sucked.
I mean, he... It was a clear blackballing, right? I mean, does anybody, some people argue that, but it's so obvious.
When the guy he begs out of his contract, we know about the protests and the noise and the problems that he would ultimately bring. You don't just go from being a starter to not getting a backup. Andy Dalton's going to get $7 million this year.
Now, as Dice tweets, if somebody wanted to end the country, sign Kaepernick and announce you're switching him to wide receiver. That might officially do it. Dice also, by the way, says he thinks N'Keal Harry gets 1,000 yards. He looks at some comps with last year, John Brown, 72 mm-hmm. catches, Gallup, 66, Galladay, 65, Diggs, 63, Evans, 62 catches. That was enough to get 1,000 yards for those guys.
And how about last year?
But N'Keal Harry's not Mike Evans. I mean,
he's not.
He's going to be running 10-yard routes, right?
A.J. Brown did it with 52 catches. He had a hell of a second half of the season. You know, when Ryan Tannehill was a better quarterback than Tom Brady?
Yeah, against your boogeyman. Tom in Hudson, New Hampshire. Hi, Tom. Tom, are you with us?
What's up, Tom? Did the mass holes get to you, Tom? You're in New Hampshire. We were fearing for you for a while there, buddy.
I'm in New Hampshire, and we're hanging on here.
Good.
I call for one reason, but I just wanted to say you mentioned that our governor says we're the purple state. It has nothing to do with politics. It's got to do with purple finch and purple lilac. That's our bird and flower, but that's not the reason I called.
About that?
You had an earlier caller mention about the Patriots signing Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
He could definitely be a great backup for the New England Patriots, I think. However, I think that the climate in Massachusetts and New England is so racial, and it always has been. I think it always will be. He'd never be accepted here. I think he could help. But I would think it's a bad idea for the Patriots to sign Kaepernick based on all his past experience, or I say experience. When I say experience, I don't mean on the field. I mean off the field and on the sideline. So I just think,
Tom,
it's a bad idea for them to sign.
Just the Patriots or any NFL team?
No, I think certain NFL teams, it would be a good sign for them. I just think, I don't know. I'm a white New Hampshireite, okay? So, and there's not a racist bone in my body.
But privilege and isolation are things you've had your whole life.
I'm sorry?
I was just going to say, Tom, you've had the benefit of privilege and isolation or life as you wish your whole life. So it's tough, like, for us down here to understand the divide and the frustrations they've felt as well.
Yeah, and I think that there's so much. I just think there's, if they would assign him, I think, if the Patriots were to sign him, I think they would lose more fans. Would be, I mean, they're mad enough as it is with Brady leaving,
right,
and going elsewhere, and the trading of Gronk. And then if they would assign him, I think that they would lose more fans. And I don't know. Maybe you've got a different opinion on that. And I'm going to hang up, and I'll listen to your response to what I'm saying. I just think it's a great idea for a great backup. I think he would be a better backup than what we have now.
Right.
However, I don't think it would be accepted.
Well, two sides of that, Fitzy. One is the economic situation in the country. I'm sure every owner is nervous about, we can't afford to lose any more fans. We can't afford to play games with any dollar, bottom line, part of our business, and Kaepernick's too risky.
I know, but how many fans might a team gain, though, if they sign Colin Kaepernick?
Well, yeah, and I think just in terms of, now you're looking at a season where you're not going to have fans in the stadium, so you've already got a weird thing going on. It might be the actual perfect time to do it. You know, why not now? Why not take advantage of the current climate, which certainly changes everything the last couple weeks and going back to the Ahmaud Arbery killing?
Oh, let me tell you the perfect place to sign him. Let me tell you the perfect place. If anyone is going to sign Colin Kaepernick, the team that should sign him, the Seattle Seahawks.
Why Seattle?
Pete Carroll could handle it. He didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean,
I think he'd fit in there. I'm not sure who their backup is. I don't think it even really matters.
It doesn't even matter.
Russell Wilson's
indestructible. It honestly does not.
He's
even
not supposed
matter.
To play. I mean, they're considering signing Antonio Brown. Russell Wilson is openly opining for him and begging for it. So, I if there was any place where he could go, the message would be heard. They dealt with Marshawn Lynch.
They've handled plenty of controversies out there. All this stuff seems to roll off the duck's ass that is Pete Carroll's coaching style. I think they could handle it. Now, a place where he could reasonably simulate, if we're talking football skills, what the starting quarterback of that team does, it would be a place like Houston, who has A.J. McCarron as a backup, but there's no chance. There is no chance in the world.
Billy O's
going to be able to handle that, no.
Jesse in East Longmeadow up next. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
How are you, buddy?
Good. I called because I don't think Kaepernick's going to get another shot in the NFL. He's been out of the league for 5 years, and any team that signs him is going to, it's just going to be a media spectacle. It's just going to be ridiculous. I just don't see anybody signing him. I feel like the NFL has blackballed him. However, I just feel like it's mostly because he's just a dumpster fire. He's like a big spectacle, and, you know, nobody wants to have to deal with that.
Yeah. Although the media circus, I mean, there's not going to be any media covering the teams. I mean, if there's going to be one pool reporter from, like,
right,
10 feet away. So it's,
and again, what fans?
Right. No fans, no media. So you basically can do it in a bubble. I mean, I'm sure there will be a reaction on sports radio and, like, you know, local stations would commit all kind of coverage to it. Mm-hmm. But I was in Pittsburgh. This is a different scenario, but I was in Pittsburgh when they brought Vic in. Mm-hmm. And it was a deal, but it goes away in like a week or so. I mean, after a while, you start playing games. The guys on the practice field, you know, you get to the games that count, and, you know, there'd be an anthem, and he would kneel, I'm sure, and some of the players would. But if there's no fans, it's not like they're going to be throwing garbage on the field. I don't know.
Will there be protests in the parking lot?
There probably would be.
You can't even be out there. I mean, I guess people would have...
I think we're going to get 20,000 fans. I think there will be NFL stadiums a quarter full this fall is my prediction.
I do too. Hold on. What was Wiggy's take? Because I just want it.
No football until 2025.
Right, I'm betting on the other side then. Cool.
Final thoughts of Ken and Fitzy here on coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
A couple quick updates here during the break. We've discovered on social media, on Ken and Fitzy. First of all, you have the live video of what is this landing on a ship in the middle of the ocean from the SpaceX craft?
This is the Falcon 9 rocket, the rocket that propelled Dragon 9 into outer space. Was able to detach safely after they got the nose cone into orbit, turn back around, fly to Earth, and then stick the landing on an aircraft carrier in the middle of the ocean.
How good must that feel?
God.
It backs in. I love that feeling when you do the back end, right, so you can get out of the parking lot first on. Right. When you nail it right between two cars, happy.
When I parallel park with only one try, car. I get out of the car. I get that Vince McMahon swag walk going on. This rocket just landed on an aircraft carrier, stuck the landing after it just sent a rocket successfully, the first ever privatized NASA space launch. Damn.
Not as successful. Dan Shaughnessy of the Globe has just retweeted parody account Jet Passan, not Jeff Passan, that tweeted out that baseball's coming to an agreement with their players, a 22-hour ago post, so not a great moment for Shaughnessy.
Jet Passan.
Also, the NFL has responded to the CNN article from Joe Lockhart, the column that the Vikings should sign Kaepernick.
Ooh.
This is from Brian McCarthy, the NFL's league spokesman, and he responds, Colin is a free agent. Clubs may sign him if they choose to do so.
Hmm.
So, they're not standing in the way. Question would be, behind the scenes, are they actively working to get Kaepernick involved? Or would they just let it be? If you believe he's been blackballed, then it's a 32-team conglomerate of covert operation to keep him out of the league. This might just be his, you know, the PR way of saying it ain't happening. But
no.
He certainly, if any team wants him, they could grab him.
It's a good point by you there, Kenny. Think about it now. If they colluded to keep him out years ago, what if they secretly worked behind the scenes to get him back in now? And how great would the NFL feel if they were able to be at the forefront of major sports in this country trying to help heal our obvious racial divide and unrest?
Yeah, I mean, and it is out there. Obviously, tonight is another scary night. I mean, every night is a weekend night, but, you know, it's a Saturday after riots last night, and I mean, I'm sure there will be more violence, and now you've got Trump saying Antifa's behind these protests, and you've got some people saying that white nationalists are behind these protests, and it just, it's devolving into now political division all over the place, so it's it is rough. Stay safe, as our man Mutt would say. We used to mock him for signing off a show like that, but now it's, I think,
now we kind of understand why.
It's the appropriate thing to say.
And it in the year 2020, where everything is strange, nothing makes sense, and we do live in the upside down. Yes, of course, the astronauts are Bob and Doug. This is the year of the strange brew.
Furniture store?
And it's, no, Bob and Doug from, like, Bob and Doug McKenzie from Strange Brew.
Oh, oh, oh.
Isn't that great? Just think about it. Like, how great is that? Bob and Doug.
This week on the Greg Hill Show, Fitzy will be back in studio Monday. Do you want Sununu on Monday? Do you want to really get to the bottom of this Masshole v. New Hampshire thing? Because I'm loving this. If Sununu is locking down, as I said he should, close the border, and you're telling me there are signs that it's happening,
we had totally people calling in from New Hampshire today. Bridget said that the stay-at-home order was extended to June 15th. We had people call into the show, this Edward R. Murrow award-winning Saturday program, several times now, saying that they're locking it down. If he'll join us Monday, why not?
I mean, I think it's a smart move. Do you want Wiggy coming in to lap up ice cream on Friday night in New Hampshire, then go back over the border and infect people all over the place?
Oh, come on.
Let's hope Wiggy is safe. Fitzy, I enjoyed it. I can't believe I've said this now, like 8 weeks in a row.
Something's wrong.
Come to some sort of an agreement of how to behave around each other.
We can, see.
Curtis just sent out a picture of the beach in Southie. It is packed. So
even Charles Xavier and Magneto could get along every now and again if it served the greater good of the
Curtis.
Mutants.
You hate Curtis more than me now. It's somehow morphed into that.
See you Monday, everybody.
It's Ken and Fitzy on Sports Radio WEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.